Welcome back to the OU Shnei Mikra series and our study of Parshat Vayetze. This is Menachem Liptag, and in today's year we study Revi, the fourth Aliyah, beginning in Perak Lamed, chapter 30, Pasuk Yod Dalet, verse 14. Vayilech Ruvain b'mikser chitim. Ruvain went out during the time of the wheat harvest. The wheat harvest in Israel is pretty much in the month of May, or between the holiday of Pesach and the holiday of Shavuot. Vayimtza dudaim b'sadeh. In the field, he found some dudaim, which they translate as mandrakes. We're not exactly sure what these are, but they seem to be some type of plant with very beautiful flowers. But also the fruit of this plant was used either as a fertility potion or possibly even as an aphrodisiac. Whatever they were, it was something that Reuven thought that his mother Leah would like, and for sure it was something that Rachel very much wanted. Therefore, vayabei otam Leah imo, he brought them to Leah his mother. Vatomer Rachel Leah, when Rachel saw that Leah had them, she said to her, Tni na li, please give them to me, mi dudae benich. Please give some of these dudaim, some of these mandrakes that your son brought you, let me have some of them. It could be that Rachel thought that this would help her with her fertility problem, or it could just be they were a very pretty flower and she very much wanted to have them. Listen to Leah's response in Pasuk Tedvav. Vatomela, hamat kachtech et ishi, velakachat gam et dudae beni. It wasn't enough that you took away my husband from me. Recall that Leah married Yaakov first, and Leah felt all the time that most of Yaakov's affection was to Rachel, and he felt that Rachel had stolen Yaakov from her. So she says, it wasn't bad enough that you took away my husband from me, v'lekachat gam bedudai b'ni. Now you want to take away even these flowers that my son brought from me? V'tomer Rachel, Rachel says, if that's the case, l'chein yishka v'imach ha'layla, I'll make a deal with you, she says, he can sleep with you tonight, tachat dudai b'nech. If you give me those flowers, he can be your husband for the night, and you can have him. Pasuk Tet Zayin, verse 16. V'yavo Yaakov min ha-sadeh ba'arav. Yaakov came home from the field after a day of work in the evening. V'tetzei Leah likrato. Leah went out to meet him. V'tomer elay tavo. She told him, you come to me tonight, ki sachor schartich b'dudei b'ni, because I hired you for the price of these flowers, of these mandrakes of my son. V'yishkav imah b'laylahu. And that evening, he slept with Leah. Here again, it seems that God feels sorry for Leah. In a Pasuk Yud Zayin, we're told, Vayishma Elohim el Leah. God heard the cry of Leah. Vatar vatelet Yaakov ben chamishi. She conceived and she gave birth to a fifth son, to Yaakov. Notice here, God's name is Elohim. Recall that all the other times, in the first four times that Leah gives birth to a child, we hear that Yudke Vavke, Hashem heard her cry and helped her have children. Now, in a more natural setting, Elohim hears a cry and enables her to give birth to a fifth child, to Yaakov. Vatomer Leah, Natan Elohim Schari. Elohim has given me my reward, asher natati shivchati liishi, because I had given my shivcha zilpah to my husband to have more children, vatikra shmo Yisachar, and therefore she called his name Yisachar from the loshon of Sachar. It seems that Leah felt it was very praiseworthy of her to give Zilpah, her maidservant, to Yaakov to have children, because it made sense that Rachel gave Bilhah to Yaakov, because Rachel herself did not have children. Just like Hagar was given by Sarah to Abraham when she herself didn't have children. But now that Leah has already given children to Yaakov, there'd be no reason for her to give Zilpah to Yaakov. Nonetheless, even though Leah had already born children, she still gave Zilpah to Yaakov to have more children. And in reward for that decision, she understands that God has blessed her now with another child, and hence the name Yisachar. Vatar od Leah, Leah conceived once again. Vatelet ben shishi Yaakov. She gave birth to yet another son to Yaakov, number 6. Vatomer Leah. Leah said, Zvadani Elohim oti zevetov. A zeved is a type of a gift. And therefore she says, God has given me a wonderful gift. Hapam yizbeleni ishi ki yeladeti lo shisha banim. Now my husband will make his permanent home. There's a play on words there, which we'll explain very soon. Now my husband will make his permanent home with me because I've given birth to him to 6 children. And therefore, vatikra et shmo Zvulun. Therefore, his name was called Zvulun. In order to appreciate the meaning of the word Zvul that Leah uses in naming Zvulun, we have to take a look in Melachim Aleph, in 1 Kings, Perachet, Pasuk Yud Bet, chapter 8, verse 12. After Shlomo builds the Beit HaMikdash, he delivers the following prayer to God. Az amar Shlomo, Adonai amar lishkon barafel, bano baniti beit zvulach. Shlomo declares, I've built a beit zvul, I built a permanent house for God, mechon l'shivtcha olamim, a permanent place for you to dwell in forever. So here we see a Beit Zvul is used to describe a permanent house, in this case, the Beit HaMikdash itself. Going back to the pasuk which we read, in the name that Leah gives to Zvulun, she says, now that I've given birth to him to 6 children, I'm going to be, for sure, the primary wife, and there's no reason why his permanent home would not be with me. It's very interesting to note how Leah's concern throughout her entire life is that her husband should love her more. She felt sort of left out because Rachel was Yaakov's favorite wife, and God had listened to her cry and to her prayer and did everything possible in order that Yaakov would pay more attention to her. We see that also in the naming of almost every child of Leah's six children. I'm not sure whether this has to be understood as criticism of Yaakov himself. However, there's definitely a theme here that in love relationships and in marriages, there's definitely a need to pay attention to the emotional needs of the other. Pasach of Aleph, verse 21, V'achar Yaldabat, afterwards Leah gave birth to a daughter, V'atikra et Shema Dina. She called the name of her daughter Dina. Finally, after we have the story of all the children that Leah gave birth to, God is finally going to hear the cry of Rachel herself for being barren, and Rachel now will finally have a child. Pasach Abet, V'yizkor Elohim et Rachel. God remembered Rachel, and notice here, God's name is Elohim. Recall when Rachel asked Yaakov, how come I'm not having a child from you? Yaakov said, Atachet Elohim Anochi, am I instead of Elohim who's holding back from you the birth of a child? Because the name of God, as we explained in yesterday's shir, which reflects nature itself, a man's ability to reproduce himself, that perspective of God was referred to as Elohim. Therefore, Elohim, the God of nature, he remembers Rachel. Vayishma Eleh Elohim, God listened to her. Vayiftachet Rachma, and he opened up her womb. Pasach Chaf Gimel, Batar Vatelet Ben, she conceived and she gave birth to a son. Vatomer, and she said, Asaf Elohim et Cherpati. God has gathered away my humiliation. Vatikret Shmu Yosef, Lemor, she called that son Yosef. Yosef Adonai Li Ben Acher, that God, now using Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, so that God should have extra special attention for her, hoping, may God grant me yet another son. Yosef Miloshan, in addition. The first word in Hebrew was Asaf Elohim. God had gathered my cherpa, my disgrace, and now she's saying a very similar word. Now Yosef, now God should give me in addition to that first son, another son. And therefore, in this beautiful play on words, the child's name is Yosef. Pasach Hafei, Vahi Kashir Yada Rachel et Yosef, when Rachel had given birth to Yosef, Vayomer Yaakov Elavan, Yaakov now says to Lavan, Shalcheni Ve'elcha, let me free, and let me go, El Mekomi Ularzi, to my place and to my land. For some reason, Yaakov understands that after Yosef is born, it's time for him to return to the promised land. The question is going to be, what is it in the birth of Yosef that makes Yaakov decide it's time to return? We'll discuss this in a moment, but first let's continue to the end of the Aliyah. Pasach Avav, Tanat Nashai Vet Yeledai, please give me my wives and my children, Asher Avadati Otach Behen Ve'elecha, I work for you 7 years for each, 14 years in total, and then let me go. I paid up everything I owe you. Ki ata yadata, because you know et avodati asher avadaticha, you know very well the hard work that I did for you, and there's no reason that you should hold me back and not allow me to go back to my homeland. Vayomer alav Lavan. Lavan answered him back, imna matzati chen beinecha, if indeed I found favor in your eyes, nichashti, I guessed or I knew this was coming, Vayvarcheni Adonai Bigalecha, and indeed, God has blessed me and all my possessions because you've been here. Lavan notices that since the time that Yaakov has arrived and began to work for him, God had blessed his flock and all of his possessions, and now, as we'll see in tomorrow's Aliyah, they're ready to make a deal. The deal that Yaakov will make with Lavan in regard to how much he's going to get paid before he leaves will be the topic of the next Aliyah in Chamishi. But I want to conclude today's share with an explanation of what is it that causes Yaakov to decide to go back home after the birth of Yosef. It could be a very technical reason. Simply, it just so happened that Yosef was born after 14 years. When the 7 years were over, that he added on the price he had to pay to take Rachel as a wife, it just so happened that it took 7 years until Yosef was born. And when Yosef was born, Yaakov said, it's time to go back. However, if we return to the beginning of Parshat Vayetze, look carefully at the conditions of Yaakov's vow about coming back to the land and establishing his house for God, we may find a hint at least to why the birth of Yosef is a sign to Yaakov that it's time to return home. Go back to Pasach Chaf in Perek Chaf Chet, to verse 20, in chapter 28 in the first Aliyah. There we read, Vayidar Yaakov neder lemor, Yaakov made the following vow, Im ye Elohim imadi, if God will be with me, or when God will be with me, Ushmarani bederech hazeh asher nochi holech, and he'll guard me on the way that I'm going, and he'll give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, then v'shafti b'shalom ha-beitavi, v'ya Adonai li l'Elohim. The way we explained this pasuk, when we studied the first Aliyah, was this was still yet another condition that Yaakov had set before fulfilling his promise, that should God fulfill all these promises, take care of me and bring me back to my land and be for me a God, then this matzeva, this rock which I set as a monument, when I return, will be the cornerstone of the house for God, which he hopes to build upon his return. However, there's another way to read this pasuk. That pasuk of Aleph may be already part of Yaakov's promise. He may be saying, if God is with me and takes care of me and gives me what to eat and drink, then I'll come back to my father's house and Hashem will be for me a king. Meaning that Yaakov might understand that if God is indeed with him, that will be a sign that it's time to return. How does Yaakov know that God has been with him? Recall that when Rachel was not having a child, and she complained to Yaakov, Yaakov said, "Hatachet Elohim Anochi, am I instead of God, Shamanami Mech Pribaten?" Yaakov understood that Rachel being barren was a sign that God was not with him. If God was with him, if Elohim was with him, he would have helped him have a child from Rachel. The opening condition in his vow was, "Im Ye Elohim Imadi, if Elohim will be with me." Yaakov understood that until Rachel has a child, Elohim isn't totally with him yet. Now that Elohim has heard her cry, and Yaakov's also prayer that he have a child from Rachel, now that Elohim gave a child to Rachel, Yaakov understands that Elohim has been with me, and the condition, Im Ye Elohim Imadi, has been fulfilled, and therefore he wants to fulfill now his side. God has been with him, in addition to the fact that the 14 years are over, but also the fact that God is now with him because Rachel has given birth to a child. Yaakov realizes it's time to leave. Why it's going to take another 6 years will be the topic in our study of the next Aliyah of Chamishi.